Tales of the Greek Heroes by Roger Lansling Green. Dedicated to the memory of Emily and Gordon Bottomley. Once we fared with the Argo, sailing the ancient seas for the fleece of gold, the distant gleam and the song prevailing over the dragon guards of old. And we have wandered the islands, ringing with the Aegean thunder still, plucked the unfaded blossoms springing yet for us on the Muses' hill. After Euripides, Hypsipyle. Chapter 1. The Coming of the Immortals. What forms are these coming so white through the gloom? What garments out-glistening the gold-flowered broom? First him they the father of all things, and then the rest of immortals, the action of men. Matthew Arnold, Empedocles on Etna. If ever you are lucky enough to visit the beautiful land of Greece, you will find a country haunted by more than 3,000 years of history and legend. The towering mountains slope steeply into the bluest of blue seas, and between the mountains lie valleys green and silver with the leaves of a million olive trees, golden with corn in the early summer, and then brown and white as the hot sun dries all up until the wide rivers become tinkling streams wandering in great courses of gray and yellow stones. In winter and early spring the mountains are clothed with snow. Mist hides the higher lands, and the rivers are roaring torrents racing down into the great gulfs and bays which break up Greece into little divisions as surely as the mighty mountains do. As you wander through Greece in the late spring, you are back in those ancient days the moment you leave the towns behind. Up on the green slopes below the towering...